We are very concerned.
One of the attendees said she was concerned about racist graffiti found on campus. She then asked why four students who participated in a peaceful sit-in at the student center to protest the graffiti were charged with student misconduct. The woman believes they were targeted, but EMU President James Smith disagreed.
Student conduct is looking for other students who were there, not being punished in any way for a protest. We encourage protest. The comment from student conduct has been, we can't overtake buildings.
President Smith added that employees who normally are in charge of closing the student center at 1 a.m. had to stay past 5 a.m. because about 60 students refused to leave. Two of the four students who've been charged received formal reprimands. Two others got deferred suspensions. Appeals have been filed. During the meeting, President Smith also spoke about improving community engagement after another attendee said it could help with race relations.
I've had two meetings with the local Pastoral Alliance, but I think that's a great point. Should we include more community involvement, maybe on our committees and our subcommittees? Maybe have a listening group for student affairs? This is why we want to do these sessions.
Inclusiveness and making the university more appealing to international students were two other topics of discussion. Ben Ilizor is an architecture and construction professor who attended the session.
People coming from different backgrounds want to know that they are going to be supported.
We requested an interview with the only person who mentioned the racist graffiti during the session, but she declined. 25 people attended the session. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.